code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on August 26, 2011. For newcomers, look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll find hundreds of audios for free download that I've put up there over the years. And hopefully, by the end of it, you'll, apart from being absolutely neurotic, you might be more wiser to the big system that overshadows the world, that runs around the world, runs over governments and parliaments and congresses. And they're all linked together, of course, because this big shadow government, as even Maggie Thatcher called it at one point, and Carl Quigley did too, runs the world, and they put their own politicians in at the head of governments too. So they've been doing this for an awful long time, and they plan for a global feudal system, and that's what you're in today. It's run by a corporate system of interworking and internet interwoven government departments plus private businesses, corporations, very, very wealthy people. And they use your government and your country and your money for wars, etc. They use you for that too, for their own political agendas, which are really commercial agendas too. But they want to bring in a world where they'll bring down the population over the years. Science takes over and can replace humans in other ways, even with robots, never mind clones. But one day they hope that they're perfect workers. And we're right on schedule, basically, to where they're going today. We're watching them take out the last few countries that didn't have the central banking system, which was essential to bring that all together and didn't belong to the United Nations, World Bank, and all the other crooked organizations they run. So they're bombing them out of existence to bring in something strange called democracy that's always been a theory but never seen in practice. And that's where we are today, basically, where we do see the power of the big corporations as they do these private government partnership deals and outsource, as they call it, all governmental functions to these private corporations, many of them in the military cartels. So anyway, help yourself to those. Remember, too, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can buy the books and discs I have at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. They're different from anything else you'll read because most of the stuff we get out there is deception. You can actually work with the guys who do deception by simply repeating the stuff that they put out for you pick up. And you'd be surprised at the far left as well. It seems to be working with the big boys in the far right because they're all networking together as well because they hope to bring in this new system that will control the populace in a socialistic fashion, which is exactly what the big boys want. But socialism has multi-layers of government all taking care and looking after and watching you. That's why it works this way, the dialectic process. From the US to Canada, you can order by using your personal check, or you can use an international postal money order, or you can use PayPal. You'll find the button on the com site for PayPal. Use that and follow it up with an email, name, address, and order, and I'll get it out to you. And straight donations are really welcome. Across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and your PayPal again. And again, once again, straight donations are awfully welcome because it costs a lot to just keep doing what I'm doing here, for you to keep replace items all the time as it busts, break down. And I'm doing this without the backing. I don't take cash from advertisers by bringing them on as guests and getting you to buy stuff that'll make you live forever. So it's a suicidal approach, of course, but it gives me more leeway to be honest. I'm not beholden to anybody. And I can thank RBN too, because they get the donation, they get the cash in from the advertisers you'll hear during the show, and that pays for the airtime and the broadcasting and their bills, hopefully, and keeps me going. But I don't get paid at all for what I do. Now, this world is so deceptive, as I say, and people will be given options of things they want to join in every argument. I'm going to talk about that when I come back from this break.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesis, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hi, folks, I'm back, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Before I get into tonight's stories, and that's what they are, stories, someone's stories, that's what his story is, his story. So I want to mention again, as last night, that if anyone sends me anything to my address, don't use UPS, whatever you do, because I've had so much trouble with them over the years. They don't deliver unless they're threatened with a lawsuit or something like that. They farm out to smaller companies who really don't want to spend the cash they've just received from UPS to take the stuff to your home. They want you to use your gasoline and your time and go into their place and pick it up. And if it's in the middle of a city, 20-odd miles away, you just can't run off here and there every time this comes in. And sometimes the person doesn't tell you they're sending you a present, like at Christmas time. They don't inform you. They never inform you there's anything in for you. So you'll never know. And they have terrific fire sales, I guess, at the end of the year, or Christmas sales for themselves, or they just take the presents home with them, because it's utter fraud. Because they say in all their websites, if you've got an address, we can deliver. And they don't. It's amazing how many things you find out in life are just like that, that you think are respectable, because you've swallowed all their advertising. That's what it's meant to be, advertising. PR, public relations, and you need a public relations expert if you're generally lying. Makes the lies sound better. And that's what they do. And I had another runaround today with them. And I've come to some kind of arrangement where the stuff gets sent back to the corporation that sent them. And they'll get refunded and all the rest of it. And hopefully they can use the normal post. Because the post service gets the stuff to you, at least. But never send me anything under UPS. One Christmas, someone sent me a Christmas cake. And I didn't know about it because it was going to be a surprise, so I didn't know. And as I say, UPS and the courier company that they use didn't inform me. And I tried to track it down back in January when I found out about it. And after about a week of searching, I found it was just north of Toronto someplace in some holding capacity there. And by the time it was shipped back to the sender and then shipped back to me through the postal service, it was 3 months to get here. No kidding. That's the reality of UPS and Purelitter company, the ones that subcontract out to the don't deliver. It's an absolute scam. So I hope people will realize that too. And God help the elderly that can't get into the cities just at a jump because, you know, they're not well or whatever. And they've paid for things being delivered and they won't get delivered. That's utter fraud. So don't use UPS. I'll probably put a little sign up on the website tonight and or tomorrow and fix that out because some people occasionally will send me something at Christmas and I don't have days and days and days to spend arguing with different people from UPS and Purelitter Courier to try and get something back from them. So that's my ad for them, put that way. That's the reality of them. And getting into cons and scams, we live in cons and scams. Those politicians' jobs are really to con you. You know that. I hope you all know that. They tell you what you want to hear because it's mainly the psychopathic type that gets up either in business to the top CEO or he gets up into politics where power is too. He loves power and a great ability of making everyone around them relaxed, like they're very important while you do all the work for them. That's one of the tricks of the psychopath, the gift they have in a sense. And they feel nothing for you at all. They can replace you with anybody tomorrow and forget all about you. These are the same people that are in the top of the war machines that sit around with all their scrambled egg on their caps, you know, the hats they wear in the military, and they decide who they're going to bomb and slaughter next and how many casualties they can expect to take and how many they'll kill. They go home at night and they go to their little balls and meet each other and dance with each other's wives and do a lot more with each other's wives, and then they bomb away. They sleep well that night too. That's a psychopath, and these are the ones in the system that always get to the top. Now, even when you get involved trying to oppose the corruption that goes on, you'll find the psychopath laid out for you because a psychopath smells the wind, and he's an opportunist, so he'll jump on board and work their way up to the top, and you can be misled there too. And then there are groups of them across, especially the left wing as well, who try to use the disruption in society, the discontent in society, for a revolution so they can bring in a socialist New World Order, which is planned. They work hand in glove, by the way, with the so-called right wing, the ones that work in the feudal system they're living in now, where corporations really rule the world. And I've done a lot of investigations into this. I've watched it over the years, and I'm not just speaking off the top of my head. You can pull a lot of these characters together that maybe mislead you at times. When you look through the far left wing, who really are Marxist, and they admit they're Marxist, and some of the top ones will attend Marxist meetings worldwide. I have the names of them. And then they put a lot of information out to the patriot community, and then they part the same stuff off without realizing who's running them. So be very, very, very careful. Don't just take sides because you like to hear what's being said. You have to find out who's saying it, why they're saying it, and what Marxism works by. They have a plan. It's always to do with stirring up the brew of discontent, malcontent, during tough times, where it's obvious to see how corrupt your governments are. And hopefully you'll all rebel eventually. And then once you've rebelled, they jump in as the top power, just as they did in the Bolshevik Revolution, and bring in the new socialist system, where some are more equal than others, as you should well know by now. Hopefully you do. But everything out there is not what it seems to be. It's like your police, if you think your police are straight up and honest and all the rest of it, just because they're Freemasons, I suppose. But anyway, you'll find when you go into police, they often distribute the drugs across the countries. This happened in Montreal a few years back, where one was actually arrested for a policeman for selling drugs in the street. They went to the court, and he was found guilty, but no sentence was passed, so he just walked out back on the street. It's all up there, you see. It's big, big money. Big money. And everybody at the top, anyone that's going to have big money, don't care if it's illegal or not for you, but they're chasing guys with a toque in their pocket. They let the big boys go. And we've seen over the many years the corruption in the police forces too. You understand, we're a corrupt society today. We're degenerate because the culture industry has helped make you so, coupled with the education systems as well. The total destruction of culture, the culture that bonded and held people together, has been destroyed. So you see the fact that they're pulling out of the general population just any old person, and they're corrupt. They go for the bribes and everything else. And here's Los Cruces. It says that the ousted police chief of a tiny New Mexico border town pleaded guilty on Thursday to conspiracy to run guns to a brutal Mexico drug cartel. We know that the Bureau for Firearms and Alcohol, the ATF, admitted they sold thousands of weapons and took it down to Mexico as well, to a particular drug boss. But as far as I know, nothing much has happened about that at all. So here's right along that border between Mexico. Everyone's corrupt. Everybody from the mayor onwards are all corrupt. Former Columbus Police Chief Angelo Vega pleaded guilty in federal court in Las Cruces to conspiracy and new charges filed Thursday for aiding and smuggling of firearms and extortion under color of law. Vega, who appeared in court shackles in a red jumpsuit, faces up to 35 years in federal prison and $750,000 fines at sentencing, which is yet to be scheduled. He was arrested in March along with the former Columbus Village trustee, very trustable, I guess, trustee, Blas Woody Gutierrez, former mayor Eddie Espinoza, and 10 others charged on 84-count gun-running indictment. Just in a couple from the nearby town of Denning has also been charged with participating in the conspiracy. As his assistant U.S. Attorney Steve Spitzer said, Vega was approached by Espinoza and Gutierrez in October 2010 and asked to work for a member of the brutal La Linea organization. And it goes on and on and on. But anyway, big money, big drugs, corruption is always going to go hand in hand with the cash and the bribes. Most folk, you know, in a culture we are told that only the rich get to the top, or when you get to the top, you are rich in more ways than just the cash. You've got all the connections, you're treated like a deity almost. And it's what the American people and the Canadian people are taught, are the successful ones. And that's why it's so easy to walk up to the policeman and get a few drinks here and there, meet him a few times, feel him out, and then eventually try and bribe him. That's how it works. And it works at all levels of government and anything to do with government. It's very, very high on the agenda. So another bunch caught. That's only one of many, I'm sure, because Mexico, corruption is different in Mexico. They view it in a different manner. They don't see it as being wrong. It's part of their culture. They really don't see it as being wrong. And you have to understand that. So there will be lots of these gangs coming in. They already are in the U.S. In fact, the 40-year plan drawn up by the think tanks for Britain's military, the MOD, Ministry of Defense, and the American exact duplicate for the U.S. military, their think tanks for the future projected a future with this globalization and the disappearance of borders, that there'll be these organized gangs will be taking over for a while. Mind you, they know that because they also, I'm sure, donate once in a while to the same gangs. And it's interesting to see, talking about culture creation and degradation, China bars some Lady Gaga hits from download sites. This is Beijing. China's Ministry of Culture. Now, we have ministries of culture too, but our ministry of cultures are meant to debase our culture. I'm not kidding about that. Yeah, you'll find that in all the writings I've mentioned before by Russell and Huxley's and many others. They had to destroy the culture in the West. China's Ministry of Culture has ordered music download sites to delete songs by Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, the Backstreet Boys, and other pop stars within 2 weeks or face punishment. You understand that communists understand this technique because the communists within America were in charge of the music industry and the movies industry for an awful long time. I call them communists because it's an acceptable word. But they've been out for a long time, and we'll continue on this vein as I come back from this break.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hi, folks, we're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the culture industry and how it really has an agenda, a very well-known agenda by those inside, and for those with a bit of wisdom and outside even, you'll find that there's the job is to bring down culture, destroy all that was. That was the family unit number one, eventually blur the generationals for intergenerational sex, which is pedophilia, that's part of it too. And we know that Lady Gaga has actually performed sexual stage acts, put that way, with these plasticized bodies that again from corpses from China and elsewhere, as part as a stage act. You know, so that's the degradation of society, and so China is also looking toward to keep hold of its own particular culture. It says the ministry proposed this list of 100 songs, including Lady Gaga's Judas in Paris last Friday night. Six Lady Gaga songs in all were on the list, all from her latest album. And then it says, the ministry said the rule was meant to preserve China's national cultural security. And it is a very good statement because, you see, Bezmenov, who was the ex-KGB agent who still got talks up on YouTube, talked about the same thing, that the intention was to destroy from within everything that held the glue of society, basically the fabric of society, would become unglued by degradation. And that's why Khrushchev could say that America would fall and collapse from within. It would basically be so demoralized, deculturalized, it would fall apart. And that's what's pretty well happened. You can tell that by the marriage statistics today, even the live birth statistics,
like child anymore. And it's going down the tubes. This is all a plan. And that time, the Russia and China, but definitely Russia, when it was in the Soviet Union, they were pushing a lot of this towards the West via Hollywood with their contacts and being sure that the degradation continued. And what they called it, too, was a cultural contamination. And once you've contaminated one generation, you can't stop it. It then continues to be worse in the next generation. It was all planned that way. But not all wars are fought, remember, with bombs and bullets. In fact, most of them are fought with color revolutions and with a media that's compromised. It will help appear that way. They're fought with social revolutions. That's what you think. In fact, this new pedophilia movement under the United Nations, we're pushing them as a minority to get the same rights as everybody else. It's part of a social revolution, they call it. So they have rights to this, and they have rights to go after their prey, you know, the bombs of little children. That's okay with the UN. And I've talked on that before many times, as they come up with more and more ridiculous ideas about this particular part of the agenda. Most folk don't mind, they don't complain much, and they're quite happy with the way things are, it seems, as they watch their degraded television. And interesting enough, I've mentioned so many times that private clubs run the world, and the club that was the New American Century that was in, that formed before they took Bush in, with the same list of countries in the Middle East to be taken out, which is now being continued by Obama, and it's got U.S. Senator and former presidential candidate John McCain, that says, has lashed out at Russia, saying it could be the next country to experience a Libya-style uprising. They're all on the same agenda. But Senator McCain has a very far-fetched outlook. He believes RT's Washington correspondent, I don't know what it says, he believes RT's Washington correspondent, Guyan, Chicken Yan. McCain is sure that the Arab Spring will rage on. Arab Spring, might, you know darn well, it's all Western staged. It's Western mercenaries are in there, the special forces, and they're training the mercenaries, and they move them from country to country. Anyway, the Arab Spring will rage on and will make it to countries like China and Russia, which, according to him, need democracy just as Libya does. But what is democracy? I keep saying, what is democracy? I don't see it anywhere. I don't see it at all. The only ones who are listened to under democracy from the public are organized non-governmental organizations that are affiliated with the United Nations and funded by big foundations. If you're not in one of those, you don't have any say in anything. At some point, he even said that Libya has already achieved democracy. That's amazing, eh? Which is far from reality, according to the situation on the ground. And we know what it's like on the ground, is the premeditated vying for power and power groups will continue and more folk will get slaughtered. It's okay, though, because while all that's happening, the military that's going in under NATO will be protecting the oil wells. That's now they've liberated them. Liberated in military terms means you've stolen it. Even if the National Transitional Council, that's the puppet government, takes over in Tripoli, it's not the government chosen by the Libyan people, and many Libyans are outraged by the fact that foreign powers have essentially made this choice for them. And looking back to Egypt, people there too, they don't seem to have achieved what they were fighting for. And of course they didn't, because they weren't doing the fighting, most of them. As far as democracy is concerned in these countries, there are still a lot of questions. But according to McCain, it's all great, and the fire of uprising should move on to other countries. According to him, the next stop is Syria, because that was one of them in the New American Century's list, and then Iran was to be next. After Gaddafi is Bashar Assad, who's next to fall, McCain said that. And that he's basically parroting Hillary Clinton, who gave a similar speech recently at the International Courts Group. With his statements, Guyan said, McCain is seen as a mouthpiece for those forces in Washington who would want to see some countries, especially rich and strategically important ones, go upside down. Well, they've already ruined America. That's upside down now, too. It's quite interesting that Senator McCain is pointing at some of the world's richest sources, countries, and calling for revolutions in those countries, presuming that their livelihood is so bad that they need to rebel immediately. That's advice he's given these countries as USAID and others finances all these up-and-coming rebels. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix, and talking about Senator McCain as he challenged these other countries to do revolutions and color revolutions, and just like the Arab Spring and all the rest of it. And mind you, the Arab Spring has quite a lot of fertilizer imported from outside. But he's also saying that Russia needs the same thing, quite the role he's on, eh? And there's also on this link that I'll drop at cuttingthroughmatrix.com a little video of him ranting on about this too, for those who can stand him. And then there's Dick Cheney. So Dick Cheney has no regrets. Remember I mentioned the other night about psychopaths? Psychopaths have no regrets, you see, about anything. They don't sit and worry about things. They don't reflect in the past and say, "Oh, I should have done this or that or whatever. Or if I had a chance all over again, I'd do something else." They don't do that. It doesn't occur to them to do that because they're very happy with who they are. They are almost pure ego, in fact. They must protect their own ego at all costs, regardless of the situation or what they've done. But it says Dick Cheney has no regrets on waterboarding, told Bush to bomb Libya, born Syria, and wrote a signed resignation letter while in office. So it says, the former vice president makes revelations in his new book, insists the U.S. invasion of Iraq was correct decision, says waterboarding should be used again if needed, and he was a lone voice for military action against Syria. He wasn't a lone voice at all. There's a lot of trouble for them there, and they're still there. He has no regrets about waterboarding, the terror subjects, etc., etc. These are just three of the explosive revelations from former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney ahead of the release of his highly anticipated book, which will be ghostwritten for him by the guys who manage him. Because really, these guys are managed by lots of advisors.
payoffs, too, for all that they've done for their bosses that are higher up than them, getting wars going, you know, BP oil and all that kind of stuff. Then they get rewarded after they leave office generally by these ghostwritten books. Sometimes they have millions of dollars in advance orders for them. It doesn't matter. I think they all go to the same place. They just print them up, and then he gets the cash in the hand, and that's how you help pay them off, just like all the ones in Britain have watched, too, like Tony Blair. And there's a video here, too, where he talks about this. He's no regrets except waterboarding terror subjects and telling Bush to bomb Syria. The controversial politician said he still supports harsh interrogation policies used by the Bush administration after the 9/11 attacks. The book's called In My Time, a personal and political memoir by Dick Cheney, scheduled for release next week. And it says, I would strongly support using it again if circumstances arose where we had a high-value detainee. That was the only way we could get him to talk, he told NBC. He also claimed that President George Bush rejected his advice in 2007 to bomb a suspected nuclear reactor site in Syria. Well, what happened to that then? Is it still there? Did it ever exist? Mr. Cheney said he was a lone voice for military action against Syria, and other advisors were also reluctant, reported the New York Times. He claimed that this was because of bad intelligence we had received about Iraq's stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction before the 2003 invasion. Utterly nonsense, because some of the guys on the team that were to find the weapons of mass destruction and write up reports for the media on that came out later and said that the only ones that allow into that office were the guys who would definitely go with the lie that there was weapons of mass destruction. So it doesn't matter. It says that the Israelis ended up bombing the Syrian site later in 2007, but they really wanted the U.S. to do it. It's much cheaper that way. So Cheney bemoaned concessions delivered to North Korea in the naive hopes that despots would respond in kind, etc., etc. Anyway, these are the characters that you end up having run your lives for you, and I've mentioned before, you cannot give these people power to make decisions through law over your lives and your children's lives and many generations to come. You can't do it until you find out exactly who they are. And you must have them go through lie detector tests. You must have them disclose all the organizations they belong to and what oaths they've already taken, which overrides any national oath. And you must also give them the testing, the full test, to see if they have psychopathic natures. If they do, you cannot give them any power over you at all. If you do, you deserve what you get. And I mean that. You really deserve what you get. And you will get it. Also, a BBC has got a bit out here about obesity. It's interesting because they're using terms, you see, to get through your head that you're global. And so almost every article that comes out now is global governments, global governments. And here's the headlines here. Global governments must get tough on obesity. I mean, global governments must get, why not just any national government, any government, you know, could be global governments must get tough on obesity. And the tougher action, including taxing junk food, is needed by all governments if the obesity crisis is going to be tackled. Experts say, you see, experts, doesn't say who they are. Also, you have to tell them that was experts, and you picture somebody in a white suit somewhere, you know, with chemistry sets all around them. The international group of researchers who published a series of articles in The Lancet said no country had yet got to grips with the problem. So their idea is to tax you, which of course has nothing to do with that. They just want the cash as well. Another, you get taxed. All the cash that you used to spend before austerity became the buzzword, every penny that you had to spend on something else that you wanted will go to pay taxes and fees, and that's how they're putting you into austerity. I hope you realize that. Same with this carbon tax and energy tax and all the other taxes. They're nothing but pure profit just shoved off the big corporations right in their pocket. That's all it is. You see, that's the way the world is. You're run by gangsters and gangsters' clubs. That's all it is. It's not hard to understand. And they all go to the best schools and best universities, and they come from the best, meaning the wealthiest families, and they're gangsters. They learn the ropes very quickly. They do their apprenticeship for daddy, and they get appointed these good positions. And being good interbred psychopaths, they pass on their genes to their offspring, especially when the female is also psychopathic. And generally, generations before them. And they run the world like a private business. And that's already what companies are now anyway. They're just businesses for these guys. And they collect most of the cash from you. And they send you off to fight their wars so they can steal oil wells and other things for them, not for you or anything else, but just for themselves. And in every generation, because young men never grow up very quickly, they're still living in a fantasy land. One day they're chasing each other around trees, they're cowboys and Indians, or they're fighting some Vietnamese or whoever, bang, bang, you're dead, and then they go home for dinner. One day they just pop that magic age, and they're still half in that fantasy land and feeling immortal, and then they're recruited by the military, and they're off killing real people. So that's how it works. Especially when there's mass unemployment, you have as many big armies as you want. They're just numbers. Just numbers. I mentioned before about, again, how the porno industry is really just part of the normal advertising industry today. Actually, they really are, always really were. Same with Hollywood, too, that during the daytime made all their big movies for the big movie screen, also made the ones for the blue movie screen. And it's all done with the same cameraman, etc., just working moonlighting, as they call it. But the idea was always to destroy completely the culture of the West. In fact, some of the big psychologists, psychiatrists in the educational system over the years have mentioned that everyone in America, Canada, and the Western world was mentally ill. Every child was mentally ill because of their parents. And what they were talking about was the fact that they had a culture, and they passed on the morals of that culture to their children. They tried to claim it upset the children and made them neurotic, which is utter nonsense. We didn't have all the suicides and craziness we have today, years ago. Didn't have at all. Nor the drugs flooding the countries either. A war was declared, as I say, a long time ago in the public, and they never were told. The clues were always there for the brighter ones, but most of them never figured out. Concerned Women for America, French children's lingerie line, a pedophile's dream. And it says, a few weeks ago, commentators and pundits worldwide questioned whether the seductive Vogue Paris magazine spread of 10-year-old French model Thylaine Bouberie Blondeau had crossed the line. I think I read another article about the same thing at the time. Many pointed fingers at Blondeau's parents in the publications, but France's latest child photo scandal has eclipsed that of elementary school-age model-to-be. This week, the country raised some eyebrows again when news outlets reported French clothing company Jour Après debuted a line of lingerie for ages 4 through 12. The ads, which feature little girls posing suggestively in undies and pre-adolescent bras, have reignited the media debate on sexualizing minors. Understand, this is all to get you to be familiar with the idea, familiar with this is coming, because it is coming, it's scheduled to come. Because that is, I've read even from Holland recently, and the articles from other countries are all coming really through the United Nations. They're pushing now for the rights of the paedophile. And no one's really standing up about it. The old religious organizations that used to stand up, many of them have been so disgraced themselves that they forgot their own teachings, which were really that suffer little children to come unto me, not bugger little children to come unto me. And this is unfortunately what's been happening over the years and years and years, so they have no real credence when it comes to defending anybody anymore. And it's sad. Doesn't mean everybody in those churches is bad, but there's an awful lot that are. And the bishops, especially in the Catholic Church, had their chance to come out and clear themselves a few years ago, but allow the civil authorities to take care of these homosexual paedophiles. And they said no. They decided after the end of the meeting, no. The church would deal with it. They just pass them around the world, you see. But even up in Sudbury last year, I noticed there was a bunch of them caught again that had been abusing little boys over many years, and that came to the surface too, all the way down to Sault Ste. Marie. So it's just disgusting. There are no real voices for people anymore. The parents, as Besmanov said, are already contaminated, mental contamination, understand? And so they think there's not so much wrong with what's happening as their grandmothers or great-grandmothers would have seen very obviously if it happened in their lifetime. They had no problem in understanding what deviancy and sickness and predator behavior towards the young happen to be. And society watches so much awful movies today. And I've mentioned many times, I said this years and years ago on the air, you will see the time come when pornography is in everything, including comedies. I mean real pornography, what they call the hardcore. And you also see little children being abused, too. Probably in a happy way. They'll make you very happy, understand. These creatures that worked with the media, with the movie industry, know exactly how to put that across. And actually make you feel bad about feeling bad about these people. They get one that cries and is suffering through tough times and so on, and they make you awfully sorry for them. And that'll change your mind about the whole thing. That's how it's done. You have no firewall for your mind. The best thing is not to watch them at all. Something to my own heart here has to do with guitar phrases. Environmental enforcement leaves musicians in fear. Now, this affects me and others. Agents from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service pour through the workshop at the Gibson Guitar Factory on Wednesday morning. That's sacrilege. I hope you understand. That's sacrilege to get these guys in there. This is the suit on Gibson Guitar Wednesday raiding factories and offices in Memphis and Nashville, seizing several pallets of wood, electronic files, and guitars. The feds are keeping mum, meaning quiet. But in a statement yesterday, Gibson's chairman, CEO Henry Dukowski, defended his company's manufacturing policies, accusing the Justice Department of bullying the company. The wood the government seized Wednesday is from a Forest Stewardship Council certified supplier, he said, suggesting the feds are using aggressive enforcement of overly broad laws to make the company cry uncle. This isn't the first time the agents of the Fish and Wildlife Service have come knocking at the storied maker of such iconic instruments as the Les Paul electric guitar, the Jai 160E acoustic electric John Lennon played, and essential jazz boxes such as Charlie Christian's ES-150. In 2009, the Fed seized several guitars and pallets of wood from a Gibson factory, and both sides have been wrangling over the goods in a case with the delightful name United States of America versus Ebony Wood in various forms. That was the name of the case. The questions in the first raid seem to be whether Gibson had been bullying or buying illegally harvested wood hardwoods from protected forests such as Madagascar ebony that makes for such lovely fretboards. Now, Gibson did knowingly import illegally harvested ebony from Madagascar. That wouldn't be a negligible offense. Anyway, they're all pretty well clear of it, that this is utter sacrilege when you turn against, as far as I'm concerned. This is something worth fighting for. No kidding you. But even musicians that happen to have perhaps some real ivory on the bridge of the guitar at the crossing country should be aware of this too, because they'll stop you and confiscate it. If some little petty bureaucrat puts their finger in the air and tests it and says, yeah, this came from an endangered species or whatever. So you would understand that things ain't what they used to be. It's out of control, absolutely out of control. There's even two stories I put up tonight on grizzly attacks. One guy came home and these are grizzlies, two of them, killing all his animals in the farm. And he got his rifle and shot it. And he's going to be charged and go all the way to the Supreme Court like another one. And so it's not, you can't defend your life or your livestock or your property anymore, or your family for that matter, because the lovely cuddly bears have to take precedence because the earth charter of Maori is strong. For all of the insects in the grass up to the bear level, got all the rights, and there's not a mention of any human rights at all. This is how crazy bureaucracy is. And your problem, if you don't know it by now, is government. You always turn to government to solve your problem, and you never think of it any other way. It's got to be government you need, isn't it? Well, as long as you vote for government, you'll always have a Stalin, a Lenin, whoever, even the tyrants are in today, you'll always have them because the psychopaths gravitate up to that position. And they're awfully good actors, and you want to really believe them, too. But government is your problem, if you haven't noticed, with all the laws and legislations they keep keeping down upon you. They can never fix the problem. They don't want to fix the problems. The problems are generally too profitable for them. And the feds now are to grab land for Homeland Security. H.R. 1505, another federal land grab with exemptions from environmental regulations, a and a few more just for good measure. And just who is authority over these lands? Why, Homeland Security, of course. The Hegelian dialectic create the problem at the border, the people demand security, and the Fed supply the solution, which is to grab the land and hand it over to the Homeland Security itself. There's security for you. And I'll put this up tonight, too, for those who are interested in it. Mexico is so corrupt that that bigwigs in Mexico, or richer people, are putting under-the-skin tracking devices that are tracked, by the way, and you better remember this part, by satellite. No, none of this. You have to be awfully close to it, etc., to detect. No, no, satellites track them. And I'll touch on this when I come back from this break.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Hi, folks, we're back, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, and I'll try and take some callers. It's Stephanie from Hamburg, Germany, there. She lost? Okay. Carlton from New York. Hello? Is Carlton there?
What's up, Mr. White? How you doing?
Not so bad at all.
All right. You were just touching on basically the government just declared war on the people. I mean, I know you've seen more than I have, so I know you can say they did it longer.
Yeah.
Long ago, but she was just me looking at the Patriot Act, and that was about the time, well, they put the Patriot Act before I actually started getting into this information, but yeah, once I actually looked at it, that was pretty much the war that I saw.
It was definitely a coup. It was exactly the same kind of stuff we've seen with tyrants in history before, where they create a problem, bigger or small, doesn't matter. Just, you know, pump anything out of proportion and then declare martial law and take everyone's rights away. Yeah.
But on another slight note, the other night I heard you use the word guff. It was, like, funny. I didn't never heard it before, so I had to look it up. It sounded like a slang word, right?
Yeah.
But it has two definitions. It has, worthless or trivial, insolent talk or ideas, and a cloud of flat, foul gas left hovering in the air after some person farted.
That's correct. It's something like you'll see the bankers doing when they get off their chairs in quantitative easing.
Right. That's the quantitative easing right there. But that's all I wanted to say, man. You take it easy. Thanks for taking my call on my birthday, man.
Thanks for calling. Happy birthday, too.
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
Mike from Plano, from Texas. Are you there, Mike? Hello? No. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Alan. I just want to see if you could comment on a couple things. Number one, what you think of Noam Chomsky. I think his writings are one of the things that woke me up about 10 years ago. And it's funny, you were talking about how the government creates a culture and then they destroy it. And it was funny, I was reading right in the beginning of this book that he wrote, Media Control, The Spectacular Achievements of Propaganda.
Yeah.
He says that during the middle of World War I, Americans were so pacifist and they absolutely refused to get involved. And then the government created that Creel Commission. And within 6 months, they turned a pacifist nation into a bunch of bloodthirsty warmongers. And it's one of the greatest examples.
There's many too. I mean, even Wilson ran on the ticket that he wouldn't take America to war. It was in 3 weeks and he changed his mind. Yeah.
He did the opposite, yeah. But you were talking about the guitars. I mean, I just picked up a 2007 Strat Sunburst, and I guess I better hide it before the globalists come get me. But last thing about legalism, a real sharp guy named Alan Watt turned me on to this on a couple articles on the internet. And it's funny, when you watch some of this predictive programming and you see that, some sci-fi episodes where they take a human being and they say, okay, we're going to hunt you and we're going to let you loose in this environment, and this psychopathic, rich person that, the final thing he wants in his life is to hunt a human being and kill him.
That's true. This is
what these people are admitting that they're doing to us.
Yeah.
And it's part of their legalistic attitude that they're going to tell us what they're going to do to us.
Mm-hmm.
And this just shows how much more superior they are when they warn us of it and we still don't defend ourselves.
Yes, because we adapt to the idea. Yeah. Thanks for calling with us at the end of the show. I'm also putting up tonight how they used photographs from India, the waving flags, and put it in. BBC uses too. And said it's from people from Libya in a popular protest. We took it from India, from Hamish myself, from Chira Kananda. It's good night, may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold, ever climbing.